Thank you very much for this opportunity to talk around patients and centering our systems around the individual. And it was really nice hearing from the last speaker and from all of the talks today, which have predominantly focused on shared care records. How do we share information around a system? And we've seen lots of diagrams how we've kind of seen the problems of sharing information, and they've all kind of looked a little bit like this, whether that's at a regional level, a national level, or beyond that as well. And what we try to do is try and connect those systems together. And again, that can be done at various different levels. But they always find problems when we think about kind of shared care record programs. They find technical problems, and that might be technical problems of connecting source systems or connecting shared care records together. There's also legal problems as well when we're sharing information when it's not for direct care. And that's going to be particularly pertinent when we think about GDPR coming into force in May. But the biggest problem for me is that when we think about shared care records, they're not sharing with the most important stakeholder, the patient. And when we think about shared care records, it's the patient that comes in last when we're sharing information. They're the ones that we actually share that information at the last point. And yet they're the only ones that are actually trying to fill in the gaps. They're the ones that can actually answer those questions in the right way, as we've just heard. And so what we need to do is actually think about how we can involve the patient right at the start of our programs, not at the end as an afterthought. And it's not like we've forgotten about sharing information with patients. It's just that actually we're making the same mistakes that we've made with our clinical IT systems, that of fragmentation. What we've done is actually repeated the same silo mistakes that we've done. So right now, I can walk into my GP practice and access my GP records. Yet, I only see my GP information. If I want to see my hospital information, my hospital test results, I have to go to a different website if they have a patient portal and access that set of information. Let alone all of the wonderful apps and devices that are out there that we've heard a little bit about today, that actually there I have to go to those for other bits of my information. So what we're doing is creating patient-facing silos where we've tried to overcome the clinical-facing silos. So why are we making those same mistakes? So for Patients Know Best, we take a different viewpoint that rather than integrating around bricks and mortar, trying to connect those different IT systems together, why don't we integrate around the patient? Why don't we break down those barriers and actually send a copy of our information that we hold as professionals to the patient to own in one patient-owned, patient-controlled medical record, a shared care record that is built around the citizen, rather than a shared care record that's built around systems. And in doing so, we start to be able to deliver a scalable solution because the information is available wherever that patient is. And so that's Patients Know Best. Patients Know Best is a shared care record and patient portal that connects to all of those different systems, takes a copy of that information into one patient-owned, patient-controlled medical record. So how do we scale that? How do we scale that solution? So that's kind of where I want to kind of focus today. How do we actually take that different way of thinking about connecting systems? And what are the benefits from that? So how do we break down the technical barriers? Well, we've seen different approaches, and we've seen that institutional patient portals or health records maintain one particular silo. We've seen that tethered patient portals just give up one piece of information. We've seen personal health records that actually allow me as a consumer or as a citizen to collect all my data, but I can't give that to the people who are treating me. And we've seen that shared regional records actually are boundaried. So that me as a patient, if I cross the road, an invisible barrier, that information stops at the curbside. It doesn't go with me. And so those approaches haven't seemed to work. Now, what happens if we broke down those barriers? What happens? Well, this is what happens. This is Patients Know Best right now. You can see all of the dots. There's a patient record in every single UK county, from the Shetland Isles to the Scilly Isles. And that information is available wherever that patient receives care. That individual can turn up to the local A&E, so I can turn up to the local A&E here. I can share my record, and they would know instantly that I'm personally allergic to rifamycin. If they give me that, I will probably have an anaphylactic reaction. That information is available wherever the patient is. It means that we can connect those different shared care records together by connecting them to the patient. So recently, Bristol's connected care connected into PKB in less than 2 days. Patients Know Best in Northwest London is connecting into the London Healthy London Care Information Exchange. So being able to connect all of those different records together around the patient. And we can see this is one of the largest shared care record programs in the UK, and it's not well known, but this is Northwest London. This is the Care Information Exchange in Northwest London. It's connecting in across 2.3 million people. It's the only citizen-centric shared care record program where all the information comes into a patient-owned medical record. Seven acute hospitals from Chelsea and Westminster, Imperial, Hillingdon, London Northwest, across eight CCGs, six social care boroughs, two mental health trusts, NHS 111, out of hours, all sending their information into one place. Over 1 million patient records exist already. Over 500,000 clinical data points are being shared per week. And when we start to do that, we can actually start to do some really interesting things with our patients, not just about them. So, how do we scale that? Well, we scale it around the individual. We scale that around systems. So PKB is already integrated with SkyStore in Scotland, a national service. Integrated with NWIS in Wales, again, a national service. Central server integrations with EMIS. Integrations across TPP, Cerner, and all of the other major EPRs. Being built around the citizen right now. So, that's the data problem. What about the access problem? As I mentioned, right now, if I wanted to see my patient records, I need to go into the GP, show my identification, and luckily, touch wood, I haven't been ill in quite a while, so I actually haven't seen my records. But that's a barrier to adoption. How do we scale this? If we're going to build it around the citizen, if we're going to have all of that data available, how do we get it into the hands of the people who need it, the professionals and the patients? Well, what you need to do is to be able to have mass registration, the ability for patients and citizens to be able to access their records and sign up in a remote way. And that requires security, verification, it requires a whole lot of set of information governance concerns. But right now, PKB is trialling in a number of different localities, mass registration with security tokens, personally identifiable information, and multi-factor authentication, so that people can sign up from the comfort of their own homes. They can access their records, sign up. So when they turn up to hospital or their clinic, they already have their records, their information in their hands. And this means that it's a digital-first approach. We digitally enable our patients to digitally enable the healthcare service, rather than the other way around. And what you can do with that is, if the patient or the citizen has their record, what can you do immediately? Well, the first thing you can do is send all of your appointments electronically, all of your letters, all of your reports, all your discharge summaries. And that has a cash-saving benefit, which I'll talk about in a moment. But how do we not only scale it in terms of the data, scale it in terms of adoption, how do we scale it in terms of usage? Well, we need those tools that benefit everybody. So we need the tools that are going to engage the professional and the patient collectively. Now, right now, when we think about kind of digital apps and services, they benefit one party. They're either for the professional or they're either for the patient to manage it on their own. Imagine if we had collaboration tools that brought everyone together in the same space. So the ability to do online consultations in one place, the ability to measure your own symptoms or take your own vital signs at home and have everybody connected in to be able to see that and plan your care around you. All of that information. So it's not just seeing your information, it's what you do with it and how you contribute to your own care and have your professionals contribute and collaborate around you. So, having information, being able to connect to over 100 different kind of apps and devices already and growing list. And so therefore, once we have those tools that benefit everybody in terms of professional and patient, how do we benefit the entire system? Well, we're able to deliver service efficiencies, patient-initiated follow-up, rather than just booking someone in because you might need to see them. That frees up capacity. Being able to send all of your letters and reports electronically saves you posting and hoping that it actually falls on the doormat. Being able to make sure that any adverse reactions don't happen because everyone has the same information to hand. There's a whole set of benefits when we start to include the patient. And I won't kind of dwell on this too much because I'm aware of time, but there are some fantastic outcomes. Luton Dunstable freeing up, just in their Crohn's and colitis service, 1,100 appointments per year by doing them online. Freeing up 240 colonoscopy procedures because they have managed to spot deteriorations in their IBD patients early so they didn't have to admit them. And that service hasn't had a single emergency admission since starting to use this system. Surgical transformation in North Bristol, being able to discharge patients early after trauma surgery, but also maintain that contact, has resulted in 28% reduction in unplanned GP appointments 30 days post-surgery, as well as increases patient satisfaction and, importantly, increases in patient activation. 64% increase in patient activation. 37% of patients change their activation level, and that has a real economic impact upon the health system. And how do you then build a business case that stacks up? When we think about kind of patient-facing solutions, it's difficult to measure the impact traditionally. It's difficult to measure the impact of shared care record. They take lengthy kind of studies to be able to do that. Well, why don't we start very simply? Why don't we build a business case that gets us out the gates and then see the other benefits that propel us forward? So how do we have those tangible benefits? Well, let's start simply. I talked about those letters. Every letter that you post to a patient is costing on average about 75p. Some people say it's slightly higher than that, in terms of postage, admin, postroom, printing, etc. Well, if you're sending it digitally, that 75p is automatically saved. And we know that those people who are turning up to hospital are the most in need, so more likely to engage with digital services. In fact, our uptake rates range between 57% to 95%. And so how do we then show the cash savings? So we did this recently, and we did this recently for a local service. Oops. And we calculated just one acute trust. If they had a moderate uptake rate, just one acute trust locally, they would save £728,000 in the first year. Over 5 years, £4.6 million just on postage. That's not 100% uptake. That's a scaled uptake over that time. Now, £4.6 million for just one acute trust, scale that across a region. And this is the letter savings and the direct in-year cash savings. They're not the reason you would do such a project, but they're the reason you get started, because you embed it as a digital-first approach with patients. And then the other service efficiencies, clinical transformation, patient engagement, patient experience, all of those things come immediately thereafter. So, in terms of kind of summary, how do we scale this? Well, we think we need to scale this around the patient, integrate our solutions and our technology. And we're doing that. I mentioned Bristol Connected Care. Right now in Warrington, we did an integration. It's not a technical barrier. In Warrington, we did an integration, sending those letters into PKB. And that took days, not weeks or months. Very straightforward because of the fantastic team at Warrington working in collaboration with us. And so it's straightforward to do this technically if we build it around the patient. It's straightforward in terms of being able to deliver those in-year cash savings. And as long as we have those collaboration tools, we can start to kind of scale the benefits as well. Thank you very much.